welcome to Soilmates, the podcast for plant lovers by plant lovers. I'm your host Khadija, recording from my urban jungle in Lisbon, Portugal. Throughout the episodes, I will be talking to plant enthusiasts from all over the world. They will be sharing their stories with their soilmates, from the crush and the sweet honeymoon times, all the way down to the rocky road with all its ups and downs, and finally to the everlasting love. This is episode 7. Let's say hi to our guest and find out where she's from and what's the name of her soilmate.
Hi, my name is Wendell. I live in Amsterdam and my soilmate is my Strelitzia Nicolai. We've been together for 1 year.
This week we traveled to one of my favorite European cities, Amsterdam. I've been following Wendell on Instagram for a while now. Her feed is full of plants that live happily in her lovely home. And Wendell's Instagram handle is Pilea Mammy. So it was pretty funny because when I told her I wanted to interview her for the podcast, I thought she would choose a Pilea peperomioides as her soilmate. I was surprised when she said she wanted to talk about a Strelitzia. Wendell's home looks super cozy. And I particularly love her living room because it has like a winter garden with some very large floor-to-ceiling windows and also big skylights that just make the whole space look like a greenhouse. Total home goals. And all those big glazed areas offer the cutest view on a beautiful garden. So it's a quiet, dreamy urban jungle. Wendell is a photographer and she also works at the cutest plant shop ever. It's called Wilderness, and if you have the chance to visit Amsterdam one of these days, you should definitely stop by. I will, for sure. So let's dive into her story. First, I asked Wendell what sparked her love for plants in the first place.
My love for indoor plants started 6 years ago when we moved to Berlin. When we lived in Amsterdam, I was used to having three gardens. I had a garden in front of my home, a garden in the backyard, and I had a vegetable garden. So I was used to tending my plants, I loved gardening, but I did not have any indoor plants. Then we moved to Berlin to an amazing apartment, but with no garden. We only had like a tiny one square meter balcony where I had a few tomato plants. I didn't have any plants to care for other than that. So I really missed it. I really missed digging my hands in the dirt and connecting with nature. Also, I was a little lonely the first half year, I would say, because I didn't know anybody and my kids and my husband would go to work and school and I was home alone, finding my way in a city. So it actually became my therapy to buy a plant in the beginning. Really quickly, I started collecting cuttings or finding plants in the streets or swapping plants with people, and that kind of made me like the plants were my first friends, actually. That's how you can say it. And in the end, after 3 years, I ended up with over 100 plants.
What?
And we moved back to Amsterdam. And my husband was sending me pictures like, which plants do you want to keep? Which plants can we leave here in Berlin? We can maybe give to other people. And then I found it so hard because every plant had another story. One was a cutting from my first trip with a friend to Portugal. One was from a deceased neighbor. One was a cutting from a dear friend, so on and so forth. There were so many stories. They were my babies. And I found it very hard to part with them. So I didn't. And my husband had to drive two times with a huge van from Berlin to Amsterdam. One time with all our furniture and one time with all the plants. So yeah, the love goes really deep.
Moving to another country with over 100 plants, that must have been quite an adventure. Happily, Wendell's move was smooth. Let's hear what happened after she settled into life in Amsterdam.
Since then, I started working in a plant shop here in Amsterdam. It's called Wilderness, and it's one of the most beautiful plant stores there is. Their Instagram is Wilderness Amsterdam. And I get inspired there. Just working there is so nice. The whole atmosphere is amazing. And, you know, all the clients that come in, they either want to buy a present for someone or they want to buy a present for themselves. So it's just about making people happy and giving them advice on which plant would be best for their home situation. And I just started hosting workshops as well, basic plant care workshops. Last week I did one online for a huge group of Calvin Klein employees, which was amazing. I really loved it, and the people were really inspired and happy. Sharing my story about how I care for my plants, and sharing my tips I found along the way. I love to do that. That's also what I love about working in the plant store. I love people, especially people that are clueless about plants, but really feel like an attraction to them and get in the store and are like, I have no clue and my plants always die, or this is my first plant, and then I'm just gonna let them repot the plant there in the store, get their hands dirty, and just show them to not be scared to just fumble around with the roots. And don't be scared. Just try things out with your plant, and your plant gives you signals if it's not happy, and it gives you definite signals if it's happy. And just try things out. That's actually one of the best tips I can give you. Just don't be scared to try things out and just watch the signs of your plant.
Wendell's job at the plant store sounds like a total dream job. Okay, now let's go back to her soulmate, the Strelitzia Nicolai. Let's hear about how these two found each other.
The story about my soulmate, my Strelitzia Nicolai, started last year. I'm a photographer, and I was with a friend of mine in a hotel. We just had a really nice photo shoot at a wedding. We stayed in a hotel. And every time I passed the elevator, I saw this really sad Strelitzia standing in a dark corner. And it was just talking to me like, please save me. I'm so not happy here.
Please.
I passed the plant like 3 times, and I just couldn't bear to, just let it stand there. So I just walked up to the counter and asked the staff if I could just take it home because it was so unhappy. And then they said, I'm gonna call you in your room. I'm gonna call the supervisor and I'll let you know. I was like, of course, they're not going to give me this 3 meter high Strelitzia, even though it looked like shit, but yeah, it was, of course, a long shot. But then they called me and they said, yeah, you can take it home. Just leave the pot here, but you can take it home. And we drove back in the car with the plant in the car. And the car was just about long enough to put the whole plant in. And I was just so happy.
I love plant rescue stories. They're inspirational. I think there's something deeply exciting and satisfying about helping a plant rise from the dead like a phoenix. And I'm also the kind of person who's always paying attention to plants wherever I go. If you're listening to this podcast, you probably do the same, right? And I often see neglected plants in stores, coffee shops, or hotel lobbies. And those plants are usually big, expensive statement plants that were probably put there by the designers of the space. You know, like monsteras, strelitzias, or philodendrons. And then it's like the shop owners and the staff members just forget that those are living organisms that need some care and maintenance to thrive and to stay green and lush. It's super funny that Wendell just went ahead and asked the receptionist if she could take the plant home. I think I'll keep that in mind for next time I see a dying plant somewhere. It doesn't hurt to ask, right? Worst you can get is a
no!
So let's hear how Wendell took care of that poor neglected Strelitzia after taking it home.
And then I repotted it and I cared for it the first week, but then the leaves started to get yellow and I was like, oh no, am I too late? What is going on? And then I noticed these white little spots on the leaves. At first I thought it was paint, like maybe they had painted like the room it was standing in. But then I found out it was scale bugs. So I cut all the infested leaves off and I rubbed it clean with a mixture of alcohol and water. And in the end, I had to cut all the leaves, actually. But now, as you see in the picture, it's really, really happy. And it's growing like bigger and bigger leaves every time. And yeah, this is my best friend. I'm so in love. And she's repaying me with healthy, huge new leaves and fresh air in my home. So that's the story of our soilmate.
That Strelitzia was very lucky to be rescued by Wendell. The plant has everything it needs to be happy in her living room. The pictures that Wendell regularly posts on Instagram allow you to follow the growth, and it's amazing how fast it grew. And light is key. When provided with proper light and care, of course, these big guys can really grow huge indoors. And especially the Nicolai variety of Strelitzias, which is actually commonly known as the giant bird of paradise. And that's because it can grow very high. And Strelitzias are native to South Africa, so they're coming from a tropical climate and obviously they don't like the cold. Let's hear how Wendell manages to keep the plant happy throughout the year under the Dutch weather.
In wintertime, my Strelitzia is struggling a little bit. It is standing directly under a glass roof. I have a huge winter garden attached to my living room, so there's plenty enough of light. But in the Netherlands, it's like, yeah, it's raining and cloudy all the time in autumn and winter. So it struggles a little bit, but it's growing a new leaf now as we speak. So I think it's still happy. It gets a little brown edges now, but yeah, it still looks really good. I fertilize it once a year with a special compost made by worms. It's amazing stuff. And I also have a worm, how do you say that in English? I don't even know, like a worm compost thingy in my garden where I put all our leftovers from vegetables and stuff and fruit, and the worms make worm juice. It sounds really terrible, but it's like liquid gold, and if I harvest the liquid, I water my plants with it. It's like once a month or something, and that is amazing stuff as well. So that's the fertilizing part. I never use other fertilizer. I have a vegetable garden, so we have we make our own compost there as well. So I can always get, when I repot my plants, I always get a little bit of compost from there. Which is, of course, always organic and is also amazing.
Okay, so the rescued Strelitzia is getting lots of light in that beautiful winter garden. And it's also getting some delicious premium gourmet food. Interesting. Wendell waters it exclusively with her own homemade organic fertilizer from her home compost. Perks of having a garden. Also, one fun thing that I noticed on the pictures is that Wendell potted the Strelitzia together with some other plants, all in the same big pot. So I asked her about the reason for that and how well those plants got along.
I planted my Strelitzia because in the beginning it was a little bit I bought like this huge pot for it, but because I had to cut down all the leaves, because it was so infested with the scale bugs, like the pot was a little bit empty. And I was like, hey, why not put some other plants with it as well? So I put a huge Sansevieria in it as well. It's growing really well. Sansevieria, it doesn't really need lots of water, but because it's a smaller plant and it's a little bit on the top of the soil there is a little bit more dry than when I water it. Of course, the water gets a little more down to where the Strelitzia roots are. So it's a perfect combination and it looks amazing. And I also just put Philodendron Xanadu in it, a cutting I got from my mom. And I really love the combination of like the leaves, they're a little bit ruffled on the edges, and the Sansevieria is of course super pointy, and then like the huge stems and leaves of the Strelitzia, and they go really well together. And also it's a necessity to put more plants in one pot because I don't have enough pots to put all my cuttings and all my plants in. But I love it the way it looks, and it's kind of like mini jungle in my home.
I totally love how that mini jungle looks. Mm-mm. The arrangement of all those plants mixed together in that big basket is definitely beautiful. I love that they have different heights, shapes and textures, and then the big pot is standing on its own like a green island in the living room. And that's a perk of working at a plant store, right? Wendell is a professional when it comes to combining and arranging plants together. Truly inspiring. I was also curious about whether she had any other pest infestations, because personally I love the look of clusters of plants sitting together and forming a jungle. But then at the same time, I'm constantly obsessed with keeping space between my plants because I'm always scared of having to deal with a pest problem. Because basically, as soon as one plant gets bugs, all the plants are screwed. And controlling the spread of the infestation can get pretty complicated and messy.
I saved it from the scale box before, but then after a while, I put some plants in. I put a huge pothos plant in the soil as well, and the pothos had some thrips, unfortunately. So I had to remove the pothos plant, and the thrips were also on the leaves of the Strelitzia. Luckily, not a lot. I was there. I caught it early. So I rubbed all the leaves, and I sprayed it with an Ecologic spray, especially for thrips. And I did that twice a month, and now it looks like it's okay again. And the thrip infestation in my home, it really is the worst. I've never had an infestation with thrips. I didn't even recognize the bugs at first. I just saw the first plant I saw it on was a Tradescantia, and I saw it shrivel before my eyes, and I was like, huh? Does it need more sun? Does it need less sun? Does it need more water? Does it need less water? I had no clue, and that was because I've never heard of thrips. I've never seen it in my home. And now I'm so worried about like every plant I see which has like a brown spot or something, I immediately turn the leaf to see if there are like small thrips on the backside of the leaf. And I've tried to battle the thrip infestation for over a year now already. And now I tend to be more direct and with it, like when I see like an infestation, I try to treat the plant, but if it comes back, then I throw the plant away because I have to kill my darlings literally to save my other plants, because I already lost 50 plants in total, maybe even more, because I always put more plants in one pot. I've lost so many plants, and the damage they do, the tiny buggers, the damage they do is immense. And and because they can fly short distances, like they spread out, of course, really easily in your home if you have lots of plants.
You thought you could contain us.
I have no option of putting my plants in quarantine because, the best place in my house for the plants is my living room. The other rooms are way darker, and I love my my jungle plants. I have lots of sun-loving plants, so they just don't survive when I put them in another spot. So yeah, I treat them as best as I can, but if like the infestation comes back more than once, then I just throw the plant out. And I used to save lots of plants, like my strelitzia. That was really my the one thing that that made me happy, to really like to find a plant on the curb waiting to be thrown out, and then you're like, no, come home to me, I'm gonna save you. That was like, yeah, my favorite thing to do when it comes to plants. And but I'm so scared now to take a plant in again with like some bug infestation or another, or like fungus or whatever. I'm so scared to bring them in now. So yeah, nowadays I just leave them there. So yeah, that's my story about bugs and thrips. My plants now are really happy, knock on wood. But like there's not a day, goes by when I don't turn a leaf to check if they don't have thrips. It's like a trauma. I'm traumatized by it. So yeah, and I always have a spray, like the Ecologic spray. I always have one in my home. I always treat the plants next to the plant I find has, which has thrips. I always treat the plants next to it as well. Because even when you don't see it, like the thrips, like the babies are so tiny, so it's easily missed. So yeah, that's my tip for other people, to just check your plants regularly. And if you see like brown spots, or like you're like, hey, but this plant was really happy and now all of a sudden it's going really bad, just check all the leaves, especially underneath. Because you don't want to have the huge infestation I had.
Thrips are a total nightmare. I find it so hard to get rid of them. They can reproduce asexually, and because there are no natural predators in our indoor spaces, they can multiply very fast and cause huge damage. Of all the common houseplant pests that I've had to deal with so far, I would say thrips are probably the most challenging. And unfortunately, a rescued plant usually comes with bugs, so it's good to keep that in mind and be extremely careful, deeply cleaning the plant and inspecting it regularly.
My experience with the strelitzia, if I have to describe it in one word, it would be majestic. It is such a huge plant, and every other leaf that grows that he grows is bigger than the other one. And it's such a statement piece in my home, and I'm so happy that I could save it from the hotel. Right now, I would say, like from a scale of 1 to 10, it's kind of like a 9, as easy it is to take care for it. It just needs light and it just needs water. And it's happy, and I don't bother with it actually. I just look at it in awe and love it. And yeah, sometimes I dust the leaves, because of course the leaves are so big, they collect lots of dust. So I sometimes just clean it with a wet cloth, and that's it. And it's so happy. And yeah, like some leaves get a little brown edges. I think that is due to less water than it. I think it's a really thirsty plant, so I think I'll have to really pay attention to water it regularly. Now I put some like those bulbs in when it has like continuous water, like the bulbs. It's like you fill them with water. and you stick them in the ground. It has like a pointy thing, like it's a bulb. I think it would be like 10 centimeters or something. You fill that with water. It has a pointy end, and you stick that in the soil. And I put two of them in the soil to make sure that there is a continuous water flow going. And then every week I water it. So I think water is really important, water and light, and that's about it. So I would say it's a 9 for me. It's really easy to take care for, and you get so much love from it and so much clean air, of course. So yeah, I think it's one of my favorite plants in my home, especially because this story is so great that I saved it. And really, it was calling me. I just spoke about it yesterday. I did a workshop, a plant care workshop at my work. And I just said, I just couldn't let it stand there. It was really calling me, like, save me. And I just knew the hotel was going to throw it out, like, any day now. So if I hadn't saved it, then it would been like in the trash. So I'm really happy I made the decision of listening to the plant screaming for my help. And every time someone comes in my home, every time their eyes go directly to the Strelitzia, because it's such a huge, huge plant and such a statement piece in my home. So I'm really happy. I don't think it's going to bloom. I think the Strelitzia Nicolai is only blooming in the wild. I've never seen it blooming indoors. So it would be amazing though, because those flowers, those aren't orange like the other Strelitzia. Those are white and black. And it would be amazing. Maybe if I have it for a few years and I continue to care for it like I do now and keep fertilizing it with the worm compost, maybe it's going to pay me back with flowers. Who knows?
Wow, so lessons learned from Wendell's experience. First, the bird of paradise is definitely known as being a majestic, beautiful statement plant. Its large leaves are perfect if you want to create a tropical ambience in your space. Like, if I had to choose one single large tropical plant, it would probably be the Strelitzia. One major advantage is that it grows vertically, so at the end it doesn't occupy that much floor space. It's also very easy to care for it as a houseplant. And with the proper care, the bird of paradise is actually a fast-growing plant. So just make sure you have a high ceiling before bringing a bird of paradise home. And finally, perhaps the most stunning feature of this plant are the flowers. They resemble a bird, which is the origin behind the common name of the plant, bird of paradise. And the Nicolai variety flowers are just beautiful. Personally, I've never seen Strelitzia Nicolai blooms indoors, but I really hope Wendell's Strelitzia will bloom. With those skylights, you never know. I will definitely keep an eye on it to see what happens. And if you two guys want to keep an eye on it, just go ahead and follow Pilea Mami on Instagram. Thank you, Wendell, for sharing your inspiring rescue story. And thank you guys for listening to episode 7 of the Soilmates podcast. Subscribe, rate, and leave a review on Spotify or Google Podcasts. And if you want to play along and be interviewed, get in touch by sending me a direct message on Instagram at _soilmates_. See you at the next episode. Bye!